good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Well, you know, it doesn't seem like it's getting there, but we're weeks out from June, and that means the fun drive. And right now, it's time. The lockbox is open at WAMC.org.
And David, as always, you're doing your part, and I so respect that. When the fun drive comes and when the lockbox gets open, which it was yesterday, and a lot of people were calling, what happens is that everybody goes into a particular mode because we all know that without everybody's help, it doesn't work. Now, we need about $400,000, and we only have about a day less than 3 weeks in order to do this. And it means that with all of the people who are listening to the station, who write letters to the station, who are part of the station, then it is time to get into this very mode which I'm talking about. And I know we'll do it. You can hear it in my voice. I know we have to do it. There's no other way around it. It doesn't stop there. NPR is doing a raid on our money. It's something that we all have to be very careful about and make sure that we support this station. So do something. 1-800-323-9262. But don't do that till after 9 o'clock when the folks get there to answer the phones. In the meantime, go to WAMC.org and do it that way. And we so thank you for understanding what's happening. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Alan. I mean, this is a place where we cover the news with integrity. It's no such thing as fake news at WAMC.
No, there really isn't.
Well, we were talking about the news yesterday and the issue with China and the tariffs, and the fight has exploded. China retaliates with nearly $60 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods, and that was reflected in the Dow plunging 617 points yesterday.
Look, the markets are reacting to this unnecessary trade war. And I know that this president prides himself on the art of the deal, but it turns out, and we've talked about this before, but it turns out, David, that when we see the income taxes from years ago, we see that during that time he was yelling about how good he was as a negotiator. He was lousy. Now he's picked a fight with China. China cannot back down. President Xi, the whole point is that he's a, quote, strong man. He has to appear to be taking on all comers. How can he succumb to this president? He cannot. So that even if President Trump has in his power to go forward, it really won't help because Xi cannot back down. He just got himself named president for life, basically, in the Chinese Constitution, and he won't.
Well, speaking of Xi Jinping, and we have also Vladimir Putin of Russia, both leaders will be in Japan for the G20 summit this June. President Trump says he would meet with both presidents.
I don't think that there is much hope that that will be any more fruitful than this, what we're going through right now. They sit down, they look at each other in the eye. Xi cannot back down, and this president thinks that if he's a tough guy, that'll work for him. It won't.
Will having Attorney General William Barr appoint top Connecticut prosecutor U.S. Attorney John Durham to look into the origins of the Russia probe work?
More Trump. He is so far behind the eight ball here. The Mueller report comes out, and so now they want to investigate the origins of why we have a Mueller report. Hey, facts are facts. They're all down there. And we know what they are. So let's face it, we all know that this is a very dangerous thing, that he is doing this because basically he is failing to acknowledge the fact that there is a Mueller report, that it was mischaracterized by his own attorney general. Now he leans on his own attorney general, who has to start an investigation as to why there was an investigation. This is not good.
An exclusive in the Washington Post today, Alan. Before Trump's purge of DHS, Nielsen and top ICE officials challenged secret White House plan for mass family arrests. Kirstjen Nielsen and Ron Vitiello were ousted after halting an operation that would have targeted thousands of families.
It was very disappointing because we all live in communities and we all suspect that there are a couple of people around who may not be documented. They're good people. They add to our economy. And we know that there are some places that offer sanctuary, basically. That's who he is after. He wants to get even. And then when there's a chance to make the immigrants whole, we don't do that to make things basically work. It is so disheartening. And you know what happens is they pick somebody up and leaves a hole in the fabric of the community, and everybody mourns it because somebody who's been here for years and is part of our community, off they go.
Well, of course, during the political season, people seek endorsements. A very interesting article in Politico this morning, Alan. Quote, one of the most important endorsements in America right now. That is referring to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren jockeying for campaign backing of liberal heroine Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC.
Well, that's interesting. She certainly has an awful lot of power and has captured the imagination of much of the progressive group in America. But it was always, and I've said it, it was always predictable that as the winnowing process occurs in this primary season, that there will be a coalescence of the liberals and of the moderates, and people will start to drop out. It was predictable from the beginning that there would be such a contest between Bernie Sanders and the other progressives in the race. Elizabeth Warren is one, Bernie is another, and that money is going to have to go somewhere. It's a tough one because somebody will have to lose in this process.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Think about what we would lose if we didn't support our radio station, WAMC.org.
I'm asking everybody, just put something in, whether it's $5 or $1,000. Do it today, because we need to make $400,000 before the beginning of the drive. Hey, if we don't make it, if it's not there, the drive will be that much longer. And the whole idea of the lockbox is to make sure that in this time of terror, we all get our news.